Good morning. All gen, service, everybody together. This is what I like. Because this is what the kingdom will be like, everybody together, all the time. Welcome, kids and grown-ups of all ages, to All Generation Service. If you haven't yet, we have special bags for our kids. If you're a kid, raise your hand. Do you have your Kids World bag? Okay, if you don't, or you're a teen that needs a snack, there's some bags in the back, and we have a special coloring page, so you can grab that if you don't have it. Let's just start in prayer. Heavenly Father, we're thankful for this day. We're thankful that your Spirit is alive and here and moving, and we yield to your Spirit today. Thank you for teaching us and revealing what you have and changing us to be more into your image. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 When I was a kid, I got made fun of a lot. I had long red hair past my waist, a lot of freckles, and buck teeth. And some would call that unfortunate, but I called it character development. My least favorite was having hair pulled and being called horsey, like giddy up horsey, and being called carrot top. And carrot tops are green, by the way. So joke was on them. So when I was in the fifth grade, a sixth grade girl I barely knew told me to meet her Friday night at the movie theater because she was going to beat me up. And I thought she was kidding. And also, I wasn't too worried because a lot of middle schoolers, like their parents would take them to drop them off at the movie theater. But my parents did not do that. My parents would never drop me off. So I didn't think too much about it. And then the following Monday, a mutual friend of ours told me, Melissa, she was at the movie theater and she was really gonna fight you. And I told her I was your friend and she said, it's all good now. You're fine. I narrowly escaped a movie theater parking lot brawl, like 1989 style. Now, some of you may remember having a similar experience in school with kids who didn't like you or made fun of you or plotted for your demise. And some of you kids remember it like it was last week because it was last week when you were in school. So here's what I want you to do. I want everybody to think about it. I want you to raise your hand if someone has ever been really mean to you, really rude to you, or really aggressive with you. That's a lot of hands. That's a lot of hands. Well, today we're going to talk about bullies, how to recognize them, and how to respond to them. A bully is someone who intimidates, manipulates, or threatens others. A bully uses physical intimidation, verbal harassment, social exclusion to dominate and control. Simply put, a bully tries to make you feel smaller so that they feel bigger. Now, some of you kids might be thinking, oh good, this sermon is for me. And some of you grown-ups might be thinking, oh good, this sermon is for kids. But did you know a bully is not just someone who shoves a kid on the playground? Unfortunately, bullies come in all shapes and all sizes and all ages. Bullies can be found in neighborhoods, workplaces, at family reunions, on the freeway, in church lobbies, on Facebook comment sections, in customer service lines. And some are even well-dressed and rich and powerful people in our society. So here is our first and most important lesson about bullies. Are you ready? Are you ready? Here it is. Don't be a bully. Don't be a bully. Don't be a bully. I need someone to help me. I need a volunteer. Come here. I want you to stand right here. Tell everyone your name.
Hi, I'm CJ.
This is CJ, everyone. CJ, I want you to come up here. You're going to stand with me. I want you to stand right here. All right. I'm going to give CJ a tube of toothpaste. And don't do anything yet till I tell you to. But when I tell you to, do a good job for me. All right. All right, bully behavior. It can be tempting for anybody because you know what? It feels like a shortcut to getting our way. Has anyone ever seen a toddler rip a toy right out of the hands of another toddler? The other toddler has two choices, cry or go back after that toy. And then it's tug of war, right? Bully behavior can be contagious because we often mirror the attitudes and behavior people show us. And when someone is mean or rude, it can be a default reaction that we have. They call us a name, we call them a name. They insult, we insult. They lie about us, we gossip about them. They snub us, we stick it to them. And Proverbs 22 warns us not to hang around people because that have that kind of behavior because it's going to influence us. It says, do not make friends with a hot-tempered person. Do not associate with one easily angered, or you may learn their ways and get yourself ensnared. So we don't want to be a bully. All right, so I want you to take the lid off that. And I want you to start squeezing every last drop you can into that plate. All right. A bully says things like, you're weird. Nobody likes you. You're so annoying. A bully says, I hate you. A bully says, your clothes are dumb. A bully says, that's your car. A bully says, you can't sit with us. A bully says, nobody wants you here. A bully says, do what I say or else. A bully says, you can't take a joke. A bully says, you're useless. And anyone who watches the news or social media, they know even grown-ups are squeezing toothpaste all over one another with these kinds of words. Because in our culture, it's popular to mock and insult, to scare, silence, or shrink others. You got it all out, CJ. All those, oh yeah, buddy. Now, here's why we should not speak like this. CJ, would you please put the toothpaste back?
I can't.
Can you please put all that back in the tube? No. No. Good job. Everybody give CJ a hand clap. You can go sit down, CJ. You did it. Can you put toothpaste back in the tube? I like your positive outlook. You really can't. In the same way, you can't take back words once they've been said. And someone can't unhear words once they've been said. And that's why all of you remember something and rehearse that thing someone said to you a long time ago, because you just can't unhear it. Once a vicious, lying, mean, insulting word has escaped your lips, you can't erase it. Ephesians 4:29 says, do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up. God says we're responsible for the words that we speak. Do you only speak words that esteem and build others up? Do you only speak words that esteem and build yourself up? Do you know sometimes you're your own bully? Sometimes the meanest person to you is your own brain. And we're going to stop those internal bullies today, too. So let's see if we can think of any famous bullies from the Bible. Let's see. Anybody want to tell me who you think's up here? Just shout it out. Who do you see? Who do you think? Goliath. You see Goliath. Ooh, someone says Saul. Who else do we see?
Pharaoh.
Goliath, that's right. What about guys down here, who do you think?
Joseph's brothers.
What about this couple right here? I don't want to go over to their house for dinner. Anybody know? All right, let's see who it is. Look at these bullies. Do you want to be like these guys?
No.
No. How embarrassing to be up here on this page. That'd be very embarrassing. No, we're going to dive into bully behavior so we can learn how not to be a bully. All right. Number one, bullies are brutal. Everybody say brutal. Bullies are cruel and aggressive and harsh. Why? Because they are making choices out of brokenness and bondage. That doesn't excuse what they do, it just helps us understand it. A bully is often someone whose own pain and anger and jealousy or shame is making their choices for them. Bullies undervalue others, and this is because they either undervalue or overvalue themselves. Bullies forget that people are made in the image of God. They don't see a person as worthy of dignity. They see people as a threat, or a target, or an inconvenience, or an obstacle. Bullies lack honor. Bullies dishonor others by trying to dominate and control them. They grasp for power and importance the wrong way, using volume and threats or name-calling. It's kind of like toddler behavior in big kids and adults that should know better, and that's emotional immaturity. Bullies lack security. The reason bullies think they need to be in control is because they're super insecure. They want people beneath them because they don't know who they are without someone to have power over. Fear fuels oppression because insecurity demands domination. And bullies are deeply insecure. And finally, bullies yield to fear. The foundation of all bullying is fear. Fear of being weak, fear of being ignored, fear of loss of control, fear of being exposed, fear of not having enough, or fear of losing something. And that's what fear says. Fear says, you're going to lose something. When you think you deserve special treatment, because fear is not just being afraid, fear is also thinking you deserve more than everybody else. So if you think you're a person that deserves special treatment, that makes you entitled. And entitled egos have a scarcity mindset. They go, there's not enough resources, there's not enough respect, there's not enough power for everyone, so I'm gonna go grab all I can. That's a scarcity mindset. And scarcity mindsets lead to power-hungry, unmerciful, immoral behavior. Now, Jesus faced many bullies, but he never acted like one. Because Jesus is brave. Everyone say brave.
Brave.
Why? Why is Jesus brave? How can he be brave? Because Jesus is loving, and love makes you brave. Jesus was never controlled by fear. Jesus was never insecure and never cruel. Jesus didn't dominate people with his unstoppable power to prove he was the Son of God. Instead, he laid down his unstoppable power and died to reveal he was the Son of God. Jesus guides, he teaches us, but he never forces his way. Instead, he invites us to choose for ourselves, and that's dignity. Dignity is giving others the ability to choose freely. Jesus was gentle with the wounded, patient with the confused, and direct with the domineering. Jesus said, "In this world, you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world." So Jesus is saying, in this world, you may meet bullies. You might face intimidation and aggression. You might have to endure conflict, rejection, and betrayal, but take heart. I have overcome the world. And because Jesus has overcome the world, we don't have to become bullies, we don't have to fear bullies, or be controlled by bullies. We can be brave because Jesus is brave, and we belong to him. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. For the Spirit of God gave, the spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. My brain memorized it. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but power and love and a sound mind. That's right. As a disciple of Jesus, we are not called to dominate or control people, but to love and honor and restore and serve them. And that's what dignity looks like. And Jesus equips us to do this by giving us His Holy Spirit, who empowers us with His authority, wow, over fear and over sin and over the spiritual powers of darkness. Amen? So as disciples, we don't out-bully a bully. We brave the bully. So here's how to brave the bully. If you encounter a bully, first thing you do is breathe. Everybody take a big breath in and out. Now, take a long breath in slowly, as long as you can. Let's inhale together. Ready? Hold it. Exhale. Here's what Psalm 103 says. The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in love. God is slow to anger. The Hebrew phrase literally translates long of nose. That's what it means, long of nose. It means God has a long fuse. He's patient and steady, and He breathes before He responds. Whereas an angry and reactive person is like a short-nosed person. They're just huffing and puffing and red-faced, and their nostrils are flaring. But not God. Did you know you can't inhale and speak at the same time? Can't inhale through your nose and speak at the same time. God is long of nose. He's slow to anger. So before you text back, breathe. Before you yell back, breathe. Before you breathe. Before you say the thing you can't unsay and get toothpaste everywhere, breathe. Breathing reduces anxiety, which helps you regulate your emotions. Proverbs 15 reminds us, a gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. So you breathe. Secondly, you remember who you are. Because a bully, they want to define you. They want their words to be what you believe. They want you to believe things like that you're weak or you're worthless or that you don't have a choice because they own you or that you don't belong. But Jesus has the final word. So remember that you are loved, that you are made in God's image, that you belong to Christ. Say, I belong to Christ. I belong to Christ. You're filled with the Holy Spirit. And remind yourself of this. See what great love the Father has given us, that we should be called what? Children of God. And that is what we are. We're children of God. That's freedom in Christ. To be fully known and fully loved by the Lord. To be His child. Do you know that means you're totally secure? Amen. You get to be totally secure because you're His child. So what people say or think about you does not define you. Trusting Jesus' words over you means fear is not the boss of you. Then we're going to ask. We've breathed. We've remembered who we are. Who are we going to ask? We're going to ask the Holy Spirit for wisdom. James 1 says, if any of you lacks wisdom, ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault. It will be given to you. Because you need to ask the Lord what to do in a moment like that, because sometimes you need to speak up, and sometimes you need to stay quiet. And sometimes you need to set a boundary, and sometimes you need to bring in some help. So we ask, Holy Spirit, what's the wise thing to do? what's my next right step? Next, we're going to value. We're going to value ourselves, and we're going to value others. You were created by God. You have incomparable worth and dignity because you're an image bearer. So valuing yourself and valuing them, because guess what? They were also made in the image of God, and they also have worth. As disciples of Christ, we are instructed to do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but rather, in humility, value others above yourself. Not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interest of others. Now, to value someone means you desire their highest good. It does not mean you give them their way, or you trust them, or you let them keep hurting you. It means you refuse to forget that they are made in the image of God. So when a bully tries to make someone smaller, disciples of Jesus do the opposite. We honor and esteem and speak truth with grace. And finally, we're going to empower ourselves in that situation. An empowering response can be good accountability to an unkind temper by exposing its injustice. So here are some phrases you can keep in your back pocket to help you respond bravely. And I need another helper. I need Marty. Come stand right here, Marty. Quick. As everyone can see, Marty is vicious and intimidating. All right. I don't want you to really say anything mean, because I know you can't because you love me so much. I want you just to say blah, blah, like you're a bully. Just say blah, blah to me. No, a little louder, please.
Blah, blah.
Okay. One more time.
Blah, blah.
No, yeah, say it loud like a bully.
Blah, blah.
Could you repeat that? Don't say it again.
Blah, blah.
So that's one line you could say. Okay, say it again.
Blah, blah.
Are you having a bad day?
Blah, blah.
That was hurtful.
Blah, blah.
That's inappropriate.
Blah, blah.
I'll speak to you when you're kind. You're making harmful choices. Marty, a hand. He did great. Just little phrases, again, keep in your back pocket so you don't go, "What'd you say to me?" when somebody says something to you. Grown-ups, here's some for you. I'll talk when we can both be respectful.
Amen.
I'm going to step away before this becomes unhealthy. The brave response is a kingdom resistance response against the works of the flesh. And it's also helpful in parenting or marriage, so feel free to use these. Speaking of family and friends, a bully is often just a regular person having a bad moment or a bad day and hiding behind a bully mask. Bully mask behavior is really common. And even people we love can say something mean or be rude or behave selfishly. And if we were very honest, every single one of us has worn a bully mask at some point. We've lost our temper. We've raised our voice. We've tried to intimidate to get our way. We've used words we shouldn't have. We've lacked kindness, gentleness, and self-control. The bully mask is what we reach for when we react out of fear, because we're not secure in God's love. This is why Jesus teaches us to love our enemies. Jesus said, "Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you." Man, loving your enemies is countercultural, isn't it? Does it make any sense? It really doesn't at first, but it does make sense because love is the only antidote to fear. Love is the primary source from which all the fruits of God's Spirit flow. So love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control are all flowing from the love of God. Love does not delight in evil, but it rejoices in the truth, and it always protects. Everyone say protects. So loving your enemy does not mean enabling them. Loving your enemy does not mean You let them hurt you or other people. Because what love is righteous accountability and redirection. Jesus tells us to love our enemies because if we fear them, we will eventually become like them. And the only thing that removes a bully mask from us or others is a deeper revelation of God's love. Okay, you did it. You've learned to brave the bully. But there is one type of bully we haven't talked about yet that requires a different response. And that's a dangerous bully. Everybody say dangerous bully. If someone, boys and girls, pay attention. If someone is aggressively threatening you or hurting you or trying to be physically inappropriate or making you feel unsafe, the brave thing to do is bolt. You leave the situation, you get out. And that doesn't matter how old you are. If someone is dangerous, you get somewhere safe and you get to safety and you get help, right? That's what we do. And this is not weakness, it's wisdom. There is a real villain and a real deceiver behind the worst of the bullies. And who is that? That's right, that's Satan, the devil. His demonic systems of fear and domination and control are governed by the principalities and the powers. And do you know what their goal is? Their goal is to strip everyone on the earth of their God-given dignity because they want control. The devil wants to convince you that people are the enemy, but broken and hurting people are his prisoners. The Apostle Paul reminds us, our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Since Jesus has overcome the world, we don't have to overcome people. We're here to rescue people through what Jesus has already done. That's the gospel. This is the gospel. The gospel instructs us to not be overcome by evil, but to overcome evil with good, with good. So we are not here to bully the world for Jesus. We are ambassadors of an entirely different kingdom. We are witnesses to the world that Jesus is Lord, and he has overcome the principalities and powers in this world. And Jesus said in Luke 10, I have given you the authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy. The enemy. Our authority in Christ, which he has given us, is not authority to crush people. It's the authority to resist darkness and tell the truth and protect the vulnerable and rescue people from the systems that brainwashed them into oppressing and dominating others. And here's the devil's sneaky trick. He's a sneak. The devil wants to invade your deepest insecurity and convince you that's your identity so that you will act out of fear. But remember this, fear breeds bullies, but faith builds disciples. When you know that Jesus really is Lord and you belong to him, fear does not get to lead or influence your choices anymore. So let the summer be a season where Jesus builds something really strong inside of you. Decide to grow in who you are in Christ. Read God's word every day. Pray and trust more in his love, which makes you secure. Because it's like we're all walking around holding a cup. If you were holding a cup of coffee and somebody ran into you, what would spill out of your cup? Coffee. If you were holding a glass of water and someone knocked you down, what would spill out of your cup? Water. Whatever is in your cup is going to come out if you meet conflict. So if I'm filling up on the fear-driven news cycle, or I'm watching reels where people are arguing, or I'm just being fed by anxiety, what's going to come out of my cup? Fear and anxiety. But if my cup is filled with the Word of God and how much He loves me and how much He loves others, if someone bumps into me, what's going to overflow? Love, the fruit of the Spirit, right? Be mindful of what you're filling your cup with, because that's what's going to overflow onto others. The Bible tells us, be strong and courageous. My kids, world kids, knows this because we sing the song. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord, your God, will be with you wherever you go. The more you study His Word, the more you know the Lord, the braver you will become. And grown-ups, understanding the sufficiency of Christ and your security in Him is really essential, because the workplace is tough, and parenting is tough, and social media is vicious, and the news is dehumanizing, and we are being discipled every day into outrage and fear and suspicion and aggression that's trying to convince us that the biggest bully wins. But Jesus said, not so with you. We are disciples of Jesus, and we are in the world, but we are not of the world. So, we will breathe. Everybody take a breath. We will remember who we are. We're children of God. We will ask the Holy Spirit for wisdom. We will value ourselves and others, and we will be empowered to show His grace. And that is how we brave the bullies, because Jesus really is Lord, and His love casts out fear. As we get ready for communion, I'm going to invite my daughter Adeline to come up here. On the night Jesus was betrayed, He did not return insult for insult. He did not let fear lead Him. He loved and He surrendered, and He absorbed the violence of this world and answered it with forgiveness and redemption. And at this table, we receive the love and the courage and the forgiveness and the grace and the empowerment of the Lord. You're welcome to come up and take communion now. Thank you. for calling us sons and daughters and securing us safely in your love. Teach us to breathe before we respond. Remind us of who we are in you and fill us with the wisdom of your Holy Spirit. Help us value every person, including ourselves. Give us the courage to brave the bullies and love like you. In Jesus' name, amen. If you have a prayer request, come up to our prayer partners. They are filled with faith and they will agree in faith with you. You are loved. You are a son and daughter of the Most High God. You have incomparable worth and dignity. Go be brave. Have an awesome week. Amen.